If you're wondering where to go to discover new music, check out In Our Headphones, the latest podcast from listener-powered KEXP.
In Our Headphones brings you recommendations and insights every week, straight from KEXP DJs.
And we're your hosts. I'm Isabel Khalili.
And I'm Janice Headley. Join us for this never-ending journey of music discovery from KEXP and the NPR Network.
Available now wherever you get your podcasts. Just search KEXP.
You're listening to KEXP at 90.3 FM in Seattle, streaming worldwide at kexp.org. I'm Cheryl Waters down here in the KEXP studios with Bill Callahan. Welcome.
Thank you.
So wonderful to have you here. Shepherd in a Sheepskin Vest, a fabulous new album. So excited to hear some of these songs live on KEXP. Take it away.
It feels good to be writing again. Clear water flows from my pen. And it sure feels good to be writing again. Stuck in the high rapids edge, night closes in. It feels good to be singing again. It sure feels good to be singing again. Mountain, the mountain within. Music came down from the mountain, and she danced with all the men. Music came down from the mountain, and she danced with all the men. We lined up with our hearts, waiting to grow. Sometimes I have to wonder on, where have all good songs gone? Yeah, sometimes I have to wander on. Where have all the good songs gone? Where have they gone? Red mountain music.
So beautiful. Bill Callahan live on KEXP, the songwriting from the new album, Shepherd in a Sheepskin Vest. How about another?
Okay. Houses full of life. Life is changed. death is not stable. The house is full of whatever I bring to the table. If there is no supper, the children look to me, and then to the table, and then to the sea. A son of a fisherman, like I used to be, I spent many a day staring out at that sea. Water upon the jazzes for sorrow endlessly. And what change will come when our will is done? I got married to my wife. She's lovely. And I had a son. Giving birth nearly killed me. Some say I died. And all that survived was my lullabies. The panic room is now a nursery. Renovators renovating constantly. In the winter, the water is frank with me, says son. There is still a fisherman out on that sea. Looking for his family. He's looking for his family. He's looking for the song of the sea. He's looking for the song of the sea.
Bill Callahan playing songs from the new album Shepherd in a Sheepskin Vest live here on KEXP. That sounds wonderful. It's so wonderful to have you here. Thank you so much for coming in.
Well, it's our pleasure.
Bill, your eyes lit up when I said, how about another song? And it reminds me when I read in interviews when you talk about how much you love playing, and that once you play that first note, you feel like you could just keep going on and on and on. Tell me about when you very first started playing music. I'm guessing maybe at a young age, and how that magic kind of took over for you.
Well, probably when I was around 16, started playing guitar. And in those days, you have, like, I would just play for, like, 6 hours straight. And I could still do that, but I take breaks.
You have some responsibilities now.
Yeah.
It does sound like you're pretty disciplined, though, when it comes to songwriting. And do you try to write every day? And do you have, hours that you can do that?
It's not discipline, as I understand discipline, which means something that you don't want to do, but you do because you should. It's pure pleasure for me to play and try to play and fail at play, and everything is, I just like it. So it's...
It sounds like a joyful experience. That's a good distinction. Tell me, how do the songs get started? I was intrigued to hear that you actually track the records before you even start recording them. Is that a way of sequence? Yes, sequence them. Is that a way of creating the story? And there's 20 songs. This is new record is a double album. That's a long story.
Yeah. The chapters are short, though. But yeah, I always sequence first. It just helps me understand the whole thing, and it fills in any gaps that are apparent after sequencing. Then I can fill those in, you know. So it just shows me things that the songs just as a list of songs that are going to be in some kind of order. If you put them in sequence, then I learn a lot more about the songs and the record, even though I haven't even heard them yet because they haven't been recorded.
Well, when does the band come in? And we'd love to meet this fabulous band if you want to make some introductions. And tell me what when they come in and what they add.
Well, it's Brian Beatty on bass.
Welcome.
Matt Kinsey on guitar and Adam Jones on drums. They all played on the record a lot. This one was a little different because I usually track live with a band and in just a few days, and that's it. I did the guitar and vocal all by myself for the whole record pretty much. And then Brian was the recording engineer and the bassist, and I wasn't sure even what this record was going to be, but because it'd been so long between records, I was really anxious to get it started once I was even close to being able to play the songs. I maybe rushed in too soon, or maybe I would have never known what the record was going to sound like exactly, even though, I mean, I had some ideas and plans.
Did you have more ideas than you thought you did? Ending up, you say they're short chapters, but it's a lot of great music on there.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of it. The next thing that happened was I didn't know what to do next, and I asked Brian to play bass on one song, and he was very excited and said, I didn't want to ask myself, but... So then I asked him, he played bass on, I think, 19 or 18, almost all the songs. That was the next thing we did. And then Matt came in and played guitar on everything. He wasn't excited, though. He takes me for granted. And then Brian, and then Adam. So we added things one at a time. Usually when I record, it's more about subtracting. You just get the band in there and play it, and then you start taking things out that aren't good. But this was the opposite. It was just adding.
Was that intentional, or was that a surprise to you that that's how this one came about?
No, it was intentional because I knew I wanted to make a quiet record, so I didn't want to start with the band. So I started with the quietest parts and then added things.
Your first song, and you play that today, Writing, just the first line, it's good to be writing again, it's good to be singing again. As a listener, I also feel like it's so great to hear you playing again. And of course, you've left so many songs for us to listen to. We've been a fan for almost 30 years now, and I think about those songs that you continue to play live. There's such an ease with you and the band on stage. It's just always a joy to watch your live shows. They're always very different. And do you still get things from those old songs? They seem to take on a life of their own. I've never really heard any of them sound the same.
Mm. Yeah, that's true. That's really, a record is are baby songs, you know. They're like, on the first few shows, they're toddler songs, you know. They change and they grow up, you know, once they have to be performed in front of people. And I try to write songs that I can play for a long time because I know that I'm going to be. So I try to structure them so that there's room for a little bit of improv, and that's what makes it exciting and challenging for me every night and for the whole band. I think we all like that when unexpected thing happens. And yeah,
is it fun to be out on the road? Do you like touring?
I do, yeah, I do a lot. I get very excited about life and people and art and books and stuff like that. For some reason, when I'm traveling, and I don't create much beyond the live show when I'm traveling, but I get some kind of recharging maybe from being out in the real world with people and stuff so intensely. I can work later when I go away.
I know you're an author as well, and now you've written this fabulous new record. I'm curious, I love some of the reference points in this record. You reference some real life characters like Willie Nelson and Bill Bixby, who is a big part of my childhood. Mm-hmm. I knew him first from The Courtship of Eddie's Father, which I loved as a child, but of course, he's best known for The Incredible Hulk, and that you've written a song about that. Mm-hmm. What touched you? What inspired you in there?
It was the same thing, like that TV show when I was a kid. And the Bill Bixby character seemed to be something really real and non-TV like about him. You know, I found it believable. And when I was a kid, just something about it, yeah, and the way those sweet little outfits he wore as he was walking away, his leather bag, and it was just like something that stuck with me for decades.
Well, there's some beautiful stories on this new record. It's called Shepherd in a Sheepskin Vest. We're live here in the KEXP studios with Bill Callahan and his fabulous band, and if we can talk them into it, we'd love to hear a couple more songs.
All right. Camels dying in the desert. And dropping to their knees. War is man's nature. And I take notes. Aggressively. Camels dying in the desert, in the heat, in the heat, in the heat. Of camels dying in the desert. The house is hot too. So don't start no fire. Or we'll burn right up into. Well, baby's gone to get more ice. We're icing down the dying. Camels in the desert.
drought on TV. From your rowing machine. A war is man's nature, and I'm a man. Separate the man from his place. Like to separate the canyon from its grave.
Bill Callahan live on KEXP.
Well, I've been looking back. Some things away in those old Bill Bixby days. A master of Reiki waved his hands over me. Said I eat too much steak and hold on too long to ancient aches, and both are so hard on my heart. Oh, I tried to be a good person.
risk of the road.
Ah, The Ballad of the Hulk. That's on the new Bill Callahan record, Shepherd in a Sheepskin Vest, out on Drag City. Thank you all so much for coming in.
Yeah, it's our pleasure.
Our pleasure as well. So great to hear these songs live. We'll see you next time.
Good.
You're listening to KEXP Seattle.